Yeah, and an interesting story that you came across. You wanted to just a bit to touch on that a bit. The electricity hike of 15% next year.
Yes, that's correct. And apparently, NERSA and Eskom have been going at each other and going back and forth. And now Eskom needs to pay. I think there was a debt of 69 billion rand, which was a lifeline that was made.
63 billion rand.
Yeah, so that needed to be paid. First of all, where is this debt coming from?
Well, it comes from Eskom claiming to service part of its generation and, you know, the continuous running of Eskom. So they claim that the municipalities that haven't been paying have also created a bit of a burden, debt burden on Eskom. So that's why they went on to take NERSA to court to appeal for this increase in electricity. So initially Eskom wanted to get the increase this year, but unfortunately that couldn't happen. So the court ruled that they must implement the increase next year, also to give consumers the relief, that the much needed relief that they sort of need at the current economic times.
All right. Do you feel that Eskom is back on the right track? Are we fixing Eskom? Is it going to give us sustainable power? Or is that just another mess we're trying to cover up with the IMF fund we got?
Look, Eskom has been in a mess. It's been a burden on taxpayers. But however, we all know that Eskom is too big to fail. They are the monopoly. So they need to get those loans to get it working. But they're on the right track. I heard that the new CEO is sort of closing off all these deals that were not in a correct way. So he's closing in on the bad tenders that were issued out, the overpriced tenders and all that stuff. The new CEO is working on that. So hopefully we're in the right direction. And when they do, they get that 69 billion rand lifeline allocated correctly.
Yeah, look, 69 million is what Powerball would give you, so it wouldn't have been a problem. We would have just told the employees at Eskom to all buy a lottery ticket and then they could save Eskom themselves. All right. Look, I mean, here's the thing. You're right. They do own a monopoly. They've cornered the market and they can decide whatever they want to charge, and that's what they charge for electricity. But the reality is that solar power and cleaner energy is something that we've been talking about and we've been wanting to dab in for a very long time. I'm assuming there's no legislation that forbids me from, installing something that takes me completely off the grid, and then I can tell, Eskom or City Power, whoever I use, like, please disconnect me from your grid. I no longer need your services. I'm assuming that's perfectly legal.
That is perfectly legal get off the grid and start producing your own energy. However, the problem with Eskom is it did not allow the people that could to do it at the time. So the legislation only came much later that you can go completely off the grid. Mines and all the big electricity consumers can actually produce their own energy.
Okay.
That way, Eskom would have been able to reduce the capacity on it and renew all the failing infrastructure that they keep complaining about.
Yeah, apparently load shedding is not even a word. Apparently we invented it. Oxford Dictionary is going to put it inside.
Wow.
Alongside Bootylicious and Black is King for 2020 as words that we needed to add.
Yeah.
Or else, what's happening in the... Kodak, by the way, got a second lifeline. Are we talking about Kodak the camera or Kodak the rapper?
Unfortunately, we're not talking about the rapper.
Because both of them needed saving.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're talking about the camera company now. For